It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, sitting in with Greg Pickle. Dustin is off this week. It's quarter number two, and we're going to take one last look at the Cotton Bowl and its aftermath. But first, we are brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook app. Get into the playoff action this weekend with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And to top it all off, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering their best sign-up offer to date right now. You won't want to miss this. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code KSN, and for a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. And don't forget, you got to use code KSN and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonuses comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each of them up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Mr. Greg. One last time to look at the Cotton Bowl.
Let's do it.
First off, did you have a good time in Big D?
Yeah, it's an interesting place. It's kind of like, it reminded me of the Fiesta Bowl trip in Arizona where everything is spread out. You know, there's no, you can say you're in Dallas and that's fine, but you might be in a different part of Dallas, or, you know, the one part of Dallas might be 25 minutes from the other part of Dallas. So it's a very spread out place. But no, it was a good trip. Jerry World is a architectural marvel, I guess you could say. And Penn State left with a pretty sound win, even though it took some time for them to figure out that running the ball was the best option on game day. Once they committed to that, Memphis really had no answers for them.
Well, that was probably the big takeaway from this game, at least on the offensive side. So let's start there. A crazy number of rushing yards, and
yeah.
Journey Brown was spectacular. Did this game now just solidify him as he's number one, not 1A, but right, actually number one?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to make any case otherwise going into the offseason. You know, the one thing I was really struck by was we went into, they had the media day, the first day we were down there on Thursday, and Bob Flounders and I talked to all the running backs, and Jim, a lot of people believe that these guys are, you know, one of them might transfer, one of them might go somewhere else. Going to be surprised if it happens after talking to all four of them. They either are tremendous, BSers, or they are all going to stay and all enjoy playing with their teammates and watching as their teammates are successful. So I don't know. I mean, there's been a lot of talk about this guy or that guy going into the transfer portal. I don't get the sense the running backs are going to do that, but it's going to be tough, too. I mean, what, four stars and 2 5 stars, if I'm not mistaken, will be in that room at the start of spring practice. So,
The one guy who's established as number one is the one guy who was only a 3-star.
Right, yeah. So it's fairly funny to see all that works out. But, you know, I thought Brown, I wondered a little bit after the game if he would go to the NFL. He claimed that no, he hadn't even thought of that. He has a lot of work to do to get his degree, yada, yada, yada. So with that in mind, I guess it's a little bit of a segue, but how in the world are they going to get under 85 scholarships? I know they'll find a way to do it, but
We're going to talk about that.
We're going to get to that? All right, good.
All right. We're going to have a whole segment talking about that.
Perfect.
But let's go back to the running back room for a second. And I've heard multiple reports of what you're talking about, that all the running backs appear to be happy. How much credit has to go to Juwan Sider to, first of all, bring these guys into the room and then keeping them happy?
Right. Yeah. And they clearly all respect him, too. I mean, there is a very high level of of appreciation for what he's been able to do from the coaching perspective. But I think those players really appreciate what he does from just sort of a mentorship perspective and being a guy who, you know, they can talk to and they can lean on and all everything like that. So to me, I think that, you know, I think that he is probably one of James Franklin's best hires. I think Joe Moorhead obviously is number one for the time being. Kirk Sciacca could certainly pass him. But to me, number two is Jawan Sider. Not only can he recruit, but he has really taken over that room and taken a leadership role on this coaching staff.
And besides Journey Brown, Noah Kane did a great job. Yeah. And even Ricky Slade coming in for one series did very well. So yep. So that they're all performing. Let's take a look at a couple of the other guys that stood out in my mind. Pat Freiermuth is just a beast, isn't he?
Yes.
And
he is really good.
If you're a fan watching this, and the obvious the two catches and then he runs people over, very impressive. But the other play that I took note of was the fourth down play, Jahan Dotson scoring the touchdown. The block that set him free was Pat Freiermuth.
Yep.
So this isn't just a guy who catches the ball. But the other issue I wanted to ask you about was the time management prior to halftime, the timeouts that were called. Am I missing anything?
No. No, I think, again, James Franklin, probably the one area he struggled most as a head coach in the six, now 7 years he's been in Penn State, Jim, is in the area of time management and clock management and in-game management. I mean, we've seen it time and time again, and you don't always see it on TV because he's usually standing way far away from, you know, everybody else, but he'll be standing 50 yards away from where the play is, and it's just like either someone says something to him in the headset or just like a light bulb goes off and he goes sprinting down the field to get a timeout. And I think that's one area he has to improve. This program's going to take the next step and enter that elite conversation. He talks a lot about the players doing all the little things that add up to big differences. He needs to do little things this offseason and either bring in somebody who is specifically there for clock and time management or really dedicate himself this offseason to figuring out how he can be better in that way, because it didn't cost Penn State in this particular game, but it has before, and it will again if they don't shore that up.
Well, when you win, you could always say that clears everything up.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is it did cost them 3 points.
Correct.
And better time management, Memphis doesn't kick the field goal at the end of the half. So, and I do not understand, and it's not just James Franklin. You see this teams in the NFL, yeah, where they screw up the time management. How could you not have one person just dedicated to that, standing nearby, and quickly say, hey, coach, before you call this timeout,
right,
how about letting the clock run down?
Yep.
Isn't that what we were all saying, you know, on our couch?
Correct.
In watching
it really
the game.
Shouldn't be that difficult. I agree.
All right. Well, one last note on the offensive side. Will Fries continues to struggle when he has a good rusher,
yep,
come against him. And is this on him, or is this on the schematic?
That, yeah.
Should you not see when you have a game where I'm sure you're there at the game, so you're not listening to the TV broadcast, but the color guy was saying, oh, this is a play. Look out for this guy.
Right.
Should not Penn State be doing the same thing and looking to help out? This was the same thing that happened with Chase Young.
Yeah, you would sure think so. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. And we'll never know if this was a Matt Limegrover thing, if this was a Ricky Ronnie thing, if this was a James Franklin thing. I'm sure it wasn't a James Franklin thing. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't really understand. And maybe that was one of the reasons that Matt Limegrover was let go, was they really struggled, I felt, to adjust in games. I think he was a great recruiter. I think the kids liked him. I think he was a good position coach. But, Jim, how many times did we see teams either change their stunts with the defensive line or change the way they were blitzing with the defensive line? And, you know, Penn State really, really, really struggled to react to that more often than not. And, you know, part of it, I'm sure, is on Ricky Ronnie and the fact that his offense couldn't adjust to what they needed him to. But I think part of it was on Matt Limegrover, too. And the fact, you know, he was on the sideline. He was in front of those guys all the time. And it didn't feel like he was able to help them adjust enough. And one way they could have adjusted in that game, of course, was for him to say, hey, my guy's getting beat up a little bit over here. Can we get him some help? And they never did.
Definitely, that's the case. And you got to believe that James Franklin just – these were the kind of things that even though Ricky Ronnie chose to leave – I think this is part of why Ricky Ronnie
bunch of Penn State graduate assistants with him.
Yes.
You know, they I know he probably doesn't have a lot of money to hire people with down there. And so it makes sense that he's going after a lot of lower level staffers at Penn State. And I'm sure we're getting a pay bump that's significant to them. But in terms of the grand scheme of things, you know, he takes Kirk Campbell, Kevin Reiner, Kevin Smith, Mark Dupuy, believe that was all of them. So Penn State, James Franklin has some other staffing work to do too now that Ricky Ronnie has picked apart his graduate assistant and analyst staff.
Well, that seems to be an area. Hiring doesn't seem to be a problem for James Franklin. He seems to do a pretty good job.
You got it.
The couple other takeaways, and I'll give both the positive and negative at once, and you could take the conversation where you want with it. Going to the other side of the ball, Micah Parsons, incredible game, just incredible. Unbelievable game, and the defensive back effort, unbelievable also, but in a completely different way.
Yeah.
Go ahead whichever way you want to hit it.
Amen about that. I mean, I look at the way that he is growing as a player, and I mean, what's the ceiling for Micah? I don't know if there is one. I mean, he has been so willing to, I think, accept coaching and accept what Brent Pry and that defensive staff are telling him to do. And Jim, obviously it's worked, but you know, he was a Butkus Award finalist, so he was definitely on a national radar this past year. There's no doubt about it. But that performance in the Cotton Bowl, I think, opened a lot of people's eyes in terms of the people that observe the game from a more, not from a Penn State perspective, but from a more global, I guess you could say, perspective. And I think he really impressed people. So, you know, to me, the next step for Micah is to obviously continue in that leadership role that he started to work his way into. But, you know, if they can get him a few carries next year, maybe get into that kick return thing. I don't think they want him to be a receiver because he cannot catch interceptions. So I don't think he can catch passes either. But, you know, we're talking about a guy who could really be in the Heisman conversation at this point. Well, you know, about 11 months from now.
That's definitely the case. And watching the game, his splash plays were fantastic. But what really impressed me was how many plays there were. You would see a figure on the defense just like he was blasted out of a cannon, go and make the tackle.
Right.
And it reached the point where you didn't even say, gee, I wonder who that was. You knew who it was.
Yep.
It was the same guy over and over again. That's a play that a lot of guys can make that occasionally. Number 11 was making that play over and over again. All right, that is it for quarter number two from the Labatt Blue Studio. Stay tuned. Next quarter, we are going to talk about those scholarship numbers, Greg.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN to get in on the playoff action. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.